I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
We are talking with Jane Borowski. Jane, this is just an insane story. 22 years old, 1988. Stop at a gas station for a soda, which I love. I love the visuals. Like, I remember that time period in my life. Things seemed really simple, small town in New Hampshire. I used to go into a gas station. It was one of my favorite parts of stopping. Like, this is when we used to be able to pump the gas and walk in without worrying about the gas, you know, like back in the day before we were aware. But you stopped to get a soda and make a phone call. Your attempted abduction, and you were stabbed 22 times while you're pregnant, 7 months pregnant. You later come to identify the attacker as someone they are searching for, a serial killer. There's been 7 other murders in the area around the region. This would be the first known serial killer in this part of the country. Is that right?
There was Gary Schaefer.
Okay. So not many though. No. Like this was a, no, not this many. Was a shocker. Yeah. You survive 27 stabs. Your baby survives. It's an amazing story. And I am so grateful that you came on to tell it. Now you have a podcast too, where you talk about your survival and have other people come on and talk about their survival of cold cases. And have you met anybody else that's been in your situation on your show that has been attacked by someone?
Not actually been attacked by a serial killer, but Michelle Renee, she's actually from California. She did a Lifetime movie about her story, Held Hostage. And she also wrote a book. She and her daughter were watching TV one night, and these guys came in and held them hostage overnight, wrapped her daughter in dynamite the next day, and made her go and rob her bank.
Jesus.
And her and her daughter suffer PTSD. And we interviewed her, and I haven't really met her, but because she's in California and I'm in New Hampshire, you know, East and West Coast. But We talk and have communicated a lot over the years.
Is it comforting to share with someone else an experience like that?
Absolutely. You know, especially with the PTSD part of it, she's helped me a lot with how to move forward.
Right. I found one of the things really striking about your story, and not that I was surprised, because I think this is probably more common. You would know better than I, but you didn't seek counseling after this experience for quite a few years. How long did it take you before you were able to accept help?
It was about 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah. 20 years I lived with PTSD. You know, I thought I was living a normal life. And after I started receiving the counseling, I realized my life was anything but normal.
Was there relief in finding out that you had been coping? Was there shame and that you had waited so long? Or were you just ready when you were ready? Is that how that works?
I was grateful. Extremely grateful. It was life-changing. I mean, it was it was hard work. I did some real intense therapy for my PTSD for 7 years. Literally had to strip myself naked and rebuild myself back up. And it was a long process, but very rewarding. I finally became the person I always wanted to be and didn't know it.
I bet that felt like such a trap. And you had some really good excuses to not move towards that person at that time. You had some really awful things that you had to face, which I think a lot of people probably are relieved to understand that you can actually move forward from something that is not your fault.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. So wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. So wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
You talked in the interview about forgiveness being something that you had to come to terms with. Can you tell me about the relief you felt in defining that forgiveness for yourself?
It was as if I was, for so many years and for so many reasons, I blame my attack on myself. You know, why did I have to stop at that store? Why did I do that? Why did I put my baby in danger? Why didn't I just go home? Why did I say the things I said to him, where I felt at the time I provoked him to attack me? But when I started forgiving and realizing, you know what? I didn't ask him to attack me. I didn't provoke it. So I started, you know, forgiving the situation that happened that I had no control over whatsoever to begin with. And it was freeing. It gave me so much peace. And it made me realize, you know, this was not your fault. And you got to stop blaming yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a movie to me. And the way you told it, I could totally see all of it myself. And I do. I think there's probably people out there now that are suffering from an event in their lives that they continue to internalize and blame themselves for.
Oh, I have people message me after they hear my podcast and say, you know, I suffer from PTSD. I had a traumatic event in my life. I've never felt so heard as when I hear you. And that's what I wanted. That's why I wanted to do this. You know, after my attack, I had no book I could read on how to cope with this, you know, or anybody I could talk to. Who else could I talk to that was stabbed 27 times by a serial killer and survived? And, you know, I didn't have those tools. But now with me telling my story, I'm hoping I'm giving other people tools for them to, you know, realize that they too can live a happy, normal life and begin healing.
Yeah, I think that's the whole point of our podcast too, is that by telling stories, we get to free ourselves of that bondage of you know, feeling like we're the only ones in the world that have experienced something. It's a lot of weight to carry. It's a lot of guilt and shame. Is the podcast a way of healing? Your daughter suggested this to you too. And I know that she's, you know, you said in the story that she is the reason you fought so hard to survive.
Yeah.
And that must feel like a real come full circle kind of moment to be healing with your daughter.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She's seen me hit rock bottom. She's seen me at my worst. And yet she still stands behind me and encourages me. And she's given me so much strength that she doesn't even realize.
I loved in the interview when you said, she said, nobody could tell your story like you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like if the universe had a voice, you know, it's screaming at you at the moment to move forward on something. So
she's trying to encourage me to write a book now. I don't even know where to begin with that.
Yeah. You get a ghostwriter to help you write it.
That's what helps I was them. Told.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on the podcast. Thank you for telling your story. I know a lot of people are really benefiting from your courage. And thank you for just, you know, bringing to light a really fascinating story of survival. It's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. And, you know, I hope people tune into Invisible Tears. It's my story.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jane.
Thank you.
Hey, great episode, honey. Also, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, hon.
Oh, thank you. New Year and new Patreons. Mm. We want to thank all of our Patreons for following us into 2023 and welcome all of our new ones.
Yes, welcome. And hon, now that you've got everyone all hyped up.
Oh, yeah.
Can you explain how folks can join our Patreon, please?
Sure. It's really easy. You can go to the website. There is a link in the show notes of this episode to make it easy. And then you follow the simple instructions. Mm-hmm. Also, there's a level for everybody, and after you join, you get access to all of this exclusive bonus content and special opportunities. The best part is that your monthly fee allows us to keep bringing you all these incredible Only One stories, like the one you heard today.
Yeah, and we hope that you're really enjoying the monthly storytelling video series. Just a word about that. so many people, now that I'm publishing a book or my book is being published, yay, Stash, My Life in Hiding, out March 7th, little plug. But so many people have been DMing me saying, how did you do it? How do you get an agent? How do you write a book? How do you get a publisher? We did a storytelling video series on Patreon just for that.
A series, by the way.
Yeah, it's a step-by-step instructions, right?
A number of different how-to videos.
Yes, we do have those videos up, and it's only $5 a month if you join, and you get access to all the videos and our monthly Zoom hangs.
And $5 is not much these days, huh?
No, I don't know what else you could buy for $5 a month,
I mean,
right?
The Zoom hang alone is pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, it is. A monthly Zoom hang with me and Scott.
Right on.
And I know they're your favorite, right?
They are. I really enjoy meeting our fans and the people that support the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So who are we shouting out today on our Patreon shout out, honey?
We needed to get to that, didn't we?
It took a while.
Right? So we are actually shouting out two of our favorite Patreons today.
Okay.
The first is Kelly Nishimoto of Cute Booty Lounge.
Right on, Kelly.
We love Kelly. So Cute Booty was a concept born in Kelly's garage in 2004. And she was looking to make pants that embraced a woman's curves, particularly what, hon?
She knocked it out of the park, by the way.
Yes.
Particularly the booty.
Yes, particularly the booty. Uh-huh. She wanted them to still be polished enough to wear out and about.
Mm-hmm.
Her signature is her patented scrunch booty pockets.
Right.
You have to see them to believe them. Cute Booty Lounge is made for women by women right here in the USA. The company is female and minority owned. So go to cutebooty.com in our show notes. Order yours today, because what do people always say when I'm wearing my cute booty leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty. You said it to me when I had them on.
Uh-huh.
And then who's our next shout out, hon?
Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen.
A fantastic friend to the show and a super fan.
Yes.
We're so grateful for your support, Kathleen.
Incredibly grateful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And you guys can support us any way you can. Thank you so much.
Yes. And like we said, it's $5 a month. That's where it starts. You get access to the storytelling videos. And then
T-shirts, coffee mugs.
Oh, yeah. You get prizes, don't you? Yeah. Someone just DM'd us and said they got their mug.
Very
so that
cool.
was very cool.
Right on.
Anyway, so that's it. And enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter, and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group, or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.